Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman here with another one of our STEM information podcasts. And this is the beginning of the week. It's a Monday. And I wanted to kind of lay out some of the things that we've got set up for this week. We've got some interviews set up. I'm looking forward to interviewing Pam Sexton Matthews at the end of the week. And she is the vice president and the conference coordinator for the BDPA National Conference, which this year is taking place the last week in July. And the theme this year is Disrupt. So we've got some questions for her wanting to talk about BDPA and the conference, especially where it's going. Disrupt, that's a huge theme, a huge topic. So really looking forward to what's in store for the 2017 National Conference. Since it's in July, you've got plenty of time for planning. We're also on the wind down in connection with the NSBE, the National Society of Black Engineers Conference, which happens at the end of this month. So we're really excited about that. We're going to be a part of the Innovation Lab, which is open to the public. They can come in and kind of see what's new, what's on the horizon. And I'm quite frankly, I'm looking forward to some of the other booth and participants to see what's new, what's on the horizon. We've got also, prior to that, mid-month here, David and I will be speaking to a group of parents who have been invited by the Delta Sigma Theta sorority, who has a teen innovation weekend plan, and we're going to be talking to the parents, talking to them about how to raise children in this age of STEM and STEAM. So excited about that and been getting more and more invitations around that. Just did one virtually and to a group in Dayton, Ohio. So the parents are asking the questions. They get it. They heard about it. Now, what is it that they can do? So I'm very excited about being invited to that. And it's a lot bigger and not as obvious as you might think. Because, again, we're preparing our children for a future we've never experienced. And the future as far as how they'll look for jobs, how they'll get jobs, how they retain employment over time. All of that is changing. And that actually leads me to the topic that I wanted to talk about on this particular STEM information podcast. One of the things is that I'd say to parents is that, you know, we always think about the individual child. What can I do for my child? And I've talked about in other podcasts that even siblings, you know, we talk a lot about some children lean toward the left brain, which is more the analytical, the system thinking, the critical thinking. Some are right brain. They're creative. They like to explore and play with if and use their imagination. But the bottom line is, and this is what I said on my last podcast, everybody, no one's born with just one side of a brain or the other. Most of us have two sides. A healthy brain has two sides to it, and we're capable of using both. We just may tend toward one or the other, but it's about cultivating in them both sides of their brain and then bringing them together. Because when we talk about scientists, when we talk about engineers, when we talk about technologists, we're creator, we're change agents, we're designing solutions. We're engineers, we're architects. When it comes to the sciences and the medical field, you know, you're saving and repairing and improving people's lives and health. So it all brings out that creativity. I myself, I know that I'm very much so creative. And if I wasn't feeding that part of me, I wouldn't have lasted and enjoyed what I did in IT for this long. Now, that said, and there's a whole segment that I did on left brain and right brain. What I want to bring it around today is another thing that I hear from kids, they want to find their passion. They want to do something that they're passionate about. And for a long time, and it's been said in the STEM circles, is that things like technology, engineering, even to some extent, and science, they're not sexy. When you tell a kid about, okay, you could be a coder, well, they may know enough to think, well, isn't that where you go and you sit in a cubicle all day and you're just tapping on a computer and this computer language, you're trying to decode it. It sounds mundane to them. And for parents, honestly, who don't really have a perspective or a lock or not in that field, they don't really have a lot to defend that argument. That's something that parents, as well as the communities and organizations and conversations that I'm going to have with these parents, we need to have to really help combat some misconceptions and perceptions about technology, and that it's all about just coding and sitting in your cubicle isolated all day. Because I'll tell you, what kids are also picking up from the parents is not just what they say, but when parents come home every day frustrated, hating their jobs, not wanting to go to work, dragging themselves into work, or speaking ill of work and everything about it and their coworkers, young people had that connotation. I don't want to work. Not that they're lazy, but I don't want to every day go to something that I dread. And that is, to some parents, it's like, well, as an adult, that's just your responsibility. You've got to do it. However, with preparation, exploration, with discovery, they need to understand that they have a right to a balance. They have a right to make a living, and depending on what type of living you like to make, there's oftentimes more demands. I often say the more money you make, the more they own you to some extent, the company or the corporation. There might be bigger demands of your time. Not every job is a 9-to-5. However, what I've emphasized in my previous podcast too, is that if you enjoy and you're passionate about your job, it's not like they're making you go over the 8 hours. You're passionate and you want to. Think about a nurse or a doctor who loves what they do. It's the same with scientists and technologists. When you're solving a problem, when you're seeing the results, when you know clients are going to benefit from this, you don't mind the extra time, the extra effort. You want to see your customer happy, healthy, thriving. And if your product does that, then there's a pride in that. And that's where the extra hours come from. So the bottom line is, parents, just as much as we talk about our kids finding careers, we want them to understand a healthy balance between finding something you're passionate about, enjoy, finding something that is lucrative and going to maintain their lifestyle. Some things may look fun, but if there isn't a demand, then the lifestyle you're looking for may not be supported by it. So there's different layers of this conversation, and at different ages you have to introduce that. But parents also have to help young people interpret what they see when their parents are frustrated or are not happy with their jobs and careers, making sure they don't misinterpret that every job, everyone who works for corporate America is miserable and unhappy and dreaded. There's another side of it too. There's organizations like NSBE and BDPA, Pink Tech that I just talked about. We come together and we network, and that's our healthy balance. We talk about our jobs and some of the things that are frustrating, but also at the same time, you find people who are passionate about their career. And that's something that we need to expose our young people to. Well, I'm going to, in today's pod right there, let you marinate on that and say stay tuned, because Pam Matthew Sexton is going to be talking to us about BDPA. We have a previous broadcast with Nesby, and you'll hear firsthand people who are passionate about our careers. Well, that's all for today's podcast. Thank you for listening and supporting Technology Espresso. Bye for now.
We are stumping for steam, stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. We are stumping for steam, stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. Yeah, get on your feet right now and start stumping for steam. Learn more so you can earn more, come on and join the team. Learn about inventing stuff to make some money, not renting stuff and spending money, counting money, invest money, multiply money. You can make this money, work hard and get the fundamentals. Spend the rest of your life living continental. Math is the key to it all, get educated, that's plain and simple. Science, technology, engineering and math, let's stump it out. Get to stumping and jumping for steam, everybody scream, now peace out. We are stumping for steam, stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team. We are stumping for steam, stump, stump, stumping for steam. We are stumping for steam, come be a part of our team, yeah.